Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How's the duck count? Zero?
Two in the crock pot.
Two in the crock pot. For so long as when you're enjoying those that you don't have any extra fillings to deal with. It can be a bit hard on you. Well, welcome. It's good to be together. Would anybody agree with that? It's good, always good. Visiting with us today, special welcome to you. Bless you as you share in the service today. I want to read to you from Psalm 119 as we commence our time together. Verse 25, Lord, you may resonate with us. Lord, I'm fading away. I'm discouraged and lying in the dust. Revive me by your word, just as you promised you would. I've poured out my life before you, and you've always been there for me. So now I ask, teach me more of your holy decrees, and open up my understanding to the ways of your wisdom. And I will meditate deeply on your splendor and your wonders. And may God give us that and grant us that as we join together today. I invite you to stand and sing, I stand amazed in the presence. And I'd like to emphasize the presence of the Lord. I stand amazed. So let's do that, shall we? Love for us. We can never fathom it. We can never understand it. We can never get to the bottom of it. But we accept it. We revel in it. We enjoy it. And we bless you for it. And Lord, it's because of that love that we're here today. It's because of that love that we gather here today. It's because of that love that we offer our worship to you, Lord. It's because of that love that we come on behalf of others who can't come before you yourselves. And Lord, at this moment, at this time, as we just pause for a few seconds to think of people in our circle, in our world, in our company, that really need to know that wonderful, marvelous love. Lord, we thank you this morning that nothing can hinder your work and your word. People might not want your love, but it reaches out anyway. Lord, thank you for the amazing things that you're doing on our planet. Some we're just finding out about. Lord, even when we go to some of the farthest reaches of the earth, that we find that you've already been there. You're already at work there, doing amazing things. You're a wonderful God, worthy of our worship, worthy of our praise. And we come before you in that spirit this morning, in the wonderful and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I have no real notices, apart from one that you may not have received yet. Shane Willard is a great teacher and preacher. You will appreciate him. There's a notice out there on the table, and it will be coming up in the newsletter, but it's next Monday, the 14th, and it will be in Gore. And I would have listened to a few of his messages. I'd encourage you, if you can make it on Monday evening, to hear Shane Willard. Anybody affirm that? It's excellent ministry. So that's just one extra. Any other notices that you'd like to bring? We can do that. Wonderful. Let's take time now to receive our offering. It's a little bit different to the revised version from the revised version. Let's take opportunity to do that. Strength of mind and body that you give to every one of us. And thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have of bringing our offerings and our tithes before you today. Lord, that this is a way that we can honor you with the first fruits of what we earn. And so, Lord, we pray for your blessing upon those who have given. And I ask, Lord, also for those who will distribute this money, that it will be used in a significant way that will impact your kingdom. And we ask this together in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, one of the things that we try not to do in this church is embarrass people, but today I want to do that. Just to break the monotony and invite Margaret and Mike. If you would stand in for a moment. On Friday, I think it's Friday, they celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. That's worthy of some congratulations. Were the sounds wonderful, wasn't
it? It was, thank you.
Any birthdays, other celebrations going on? Are you going up to?
Are they?
I have one.
You had a birthday and you're 42 then. Wonderful. Anything else? Right. Anything once? And twice. Let's sing a celebratory song, shall we?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
thank you for milestones. And for Sharon and her birthday, we thank you for this opportunity for her to celebrate another year. And Lord, thank you for the gifts that she brings. I know she brings many to her family, to this church, to this community, working silently behind the scenes somewhere. Lord, together we pray for your blessing upon her. For Mike and Margaret, similar thing. Thank you for the skills, the natural skills, the spiritual skills that you've given to both of them. For the long time that they've been in the retirement area, Lord, bless them and encourage them. And as they have celebrated 50 years of marriage together, may that be a statement to the community and a wonderful one. And so, Lord, we thank you for every opportunity we have to acknowledge that you're good and your goodness spreads to us in all kinds of ways. And so we thank you again in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm.